Go for it. Yep.
No, I'll just let you go for it, because if I start going for it, I'm going to take up all 15 or 20 minutes.
So by Trump saying that he trusts Russia, is you wouldn't trust your rival with your own game book or your own game plan. Why would you even acknowledge that? You would say, best thing to do is say, thank you for your suggestion, and then move on.
Yeah, you're diplomatic, you're civil, but you don't say, well, I believe him. Why don't you?
Exactly.
Oh, no, sorry. Why do you? Oh, no, wait. Why don't you? I think I need to look beyond this, though, because, like, this is just, you know, scandalous move of the day. Tomorrow he'll do something else to, like, shock you and think, how much lower can we go? We can't go any lower than this. Oh, yes, we can. You wait till tomorrow. Is the idea that his base, his poll numbers are as high as they've ever been, apparently. They're at 47-45%, which is a good sign, because that means it's still 55 to 60% of America still thinks this is a raving idiot. But 45% of America still defends him, thinks that he's doing the right thing. How do you move forward? Because even if you impeach this guy, his base is still going to believe, because they believe Trump when he says, well, you know, I backtrack and I'm putting the screws to Putin now. And they go, well, if he says that he's doing it, then he's doing it. Even if he's impeached, he's removed. How do you move forward in your country with an electorate that is made up of half of the electorate is made up of people who believe him when he says stuff like that?
That's a tricky one. The first thing got to get people to start compromising on things, because, like, Trump's side, even as Trump is considered by a few people as an embarrassment, they've all kind of coalesced around him. Even if they don't like him, they're not going to say anything that they don't like about him. Where on the other side, you have everybody's just going after each other's throats. There's no consensus on the left. And while there is a quiet consensus or quiet indifference on the right. So Trump can be he is kind of handling himself kind of like an idiot, but that's part of his strategy, is to just to do something random every week so you're talking about him while you're not looking at some of the real issues that are actually you should be worried about, like the whole separation of parents or from
parents and families.
That basically got everybody to stop talking about the Russian investigation. Now, him talking about trusting Putin or trusting Russian authorities, again, doesn't talk about the actual investigation. Now you have this Russian spy or who's been allegedly arrested for being a spy. Again, everything's going to be focused on that person and not the actual Russian investigation. I think now they've shifted from Trump to Trump's interpreter to try to get her to speak about what was actually said.
She'll never show up. McConnell and Ryan won't allow that.
Of course.